Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is Reverend James Harden. He's the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services. Lives right outside of Rochester, New York. How you doing today, sir?
Bill, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be with you.
Yes, sir. Well, the honor is mine. Let's talk about now. You run a pregnancy center, and so you pay attention to a lot of politics because, you know, you've been firebombed and everything. You've been targeted. You know what's going on. And you were talking about the other day, somebody mentioned that you had talked about a pro-life strategist calling for the nomination of a non-elected Speaker of the House in order to try to circumvent all the corruption that's going on out there. What was this about?
Yeah, you know, when Kevin McCarthy was put in there as Speaker of the House, I said, this is not a good idea. This is how Republicans lost the 2022 midterms. I mean, I predicted the red wave was going to die on the beach if these Republicans don't start talking about moral issues. They kept hiding behind inflation and crime. Well, those are important issues to talk about, but in reality, the people understand, at least in my mind, that money follows morality. We need to re-civilize our society. We have gone off the rails. We no longer understand what it means to be human anymore, much less have a common vision of America. So there's so much corruption in the upper echelons of government, including the House. The House's responsibility is statutorily to hold law enforcement, including the DOJ, accountable. And based on my experience with law enforcement, and especially FBI and DOJ over the last 18 months, after we've been firebombed and attacked by domestic terrorists, okay? Domestic terrorists.
Real live domestic terrorists.
Yeah. I mean, talking Molotov cocktails, multiple perpetrators, $500,000 of damage, burning down facilities, and injuring firefighters, okay? This is the level of their vitriol. And they're, the House Judiciary Committee and House of Representatives is responsible for holding these people, holding the law enforcement's feet to the fire. And they have refused, essentially, to investigate or indict criminals who are specifically organized against pro-life people. They want to shut us down. That's their stated goal. And not just because they don't like pro-lifers. They don't like what we stand for. They don't like the fact that we believe that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable without qualification. They don't like the fact that one of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, says we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, not our government. Our government does not endow us with rights. Our government does not endow us with dignity. That's what God does. And so I'm saying, look, let's get out from underneath the corruption. Let's put somebody in there. This is one of those places, one of those unique, unprecedented moments in history where you can get outside of the status quo and put somebody in the House speakership role who does not have allegiances. He does not have to worry about campaign financing his next campaign. He doesn't have to worry about getting along and going along with everybody. You know, this compromise consensus kind of garbage that's going on in the Republican Party right now is not leadership. When's the last time you saw a pro-abortion Democrat saying, hey, yeah, let's do some consensus. Let's do some compromise. You know, they've never met an abortion they don't like.
Oh, no.
And they will not compromise on that.
Well, I mean, they've made that pretty. I mean, then with the whole transgender nonsense, it's like if they don't get aborted, we're going to put them in a position where they're going to commit suicide.
Oh, the transgender, we are private investigators because we had to hire private investigators because the FBI wasn't doing their job. We found that they're connected. They're pro-abortion extremists. The left-wing, kind of disaffected, weak-minded people are all animated by these lawless kind of pet ideas. The pro-aborts, the transgenders, the eco-terrorists and environmentalists, these are all the same people. The people that attacked us are transgender. The pro-abortion people that attacked us are also in the transgender community. They're also in one of the fire bombers that was caught trying to leave the country out of Boston Logan International Airport. He is a PhD bioengineer. Okay. And he was there's a crossover between his pro-abortion extremism and his environmentalist extremism. That's how they caught him. Because he was writing graffiti in a sister protest with the Stop Cop City business. And he used the same word, revenge. We'll have our revenge. Jane's Revenge is a front group for pro-abortion, domestic terror, and FIFA.
Right.
That's who attacked us. That's how they caught him. These people are all the same. And I believe that, the attacks on Hamas, the attacks by Hamas on Israel, they use the same tactics. This is what comes from the irregular warfare expert out of the Pentagon, former irregular warfare expert. He's dead now, Rich Higgins. He called this fourth generation warfare, and they use the same. They have the same ideology. They have the same dress code. I mean, if you look at the pictures of Hamas and pictures of these Antifa people in the United States attacking black bloc dress code. I mean, and what's their goal? Their goal is to destroy and dismantle the nation-state system to pave the way for either a global communism or a global Islamicism. So, I don't know if they're going to share power, but the reality is they think that anybody that represents the infrastructure of the nation-state system established with the Westphalian Treaty in 1644, Christians, Judeo-Christian morality, as well as the free market, ought to be destroyed and dismantled. And to the extent that pro-life people represent that, they will continue to attack us.
Well, the left and Islam, I've long thought they sort of share the same template. If you're with us, okay. If you're not, well, we don't care what happens to you. We don't care if we kill you. We don't care if we rape you.
The way they've done
the decriminalizing crime in some of these cities with some of these DAs that have been in place by Soros and all that other stuff.
That's right. That's why they're doing all they're engaging crime in these blue states in these cities. They know there's no chance of them getting arrested because they don't have an appetite. These DAs are all politicized. Law enforcement's been politicized.
Yeah.
There's no appetite for holding these people accountable to the rule of law.
But their common outlook or their common goal that I see is they just want people dead. If they can't kill you in the womb, they'll probably try to kill you, when you become a child, if they can get a hold of you, make you transgender. And then, of course, medically assisted euthanasia, that's a new thing that's coming up, too.
Oh, gosh. You're absolutely right. Transgenderism represents total anarchy and the destruction of the nuclear family.
Yeah.
If you're going to destroy the nation state system, you have to destroy any relationship that takes precedent over government. And that means people's relationship with God. If you've got to de-Christianize, that means people's relationship with their spouse. You've got to make it very difficult for them to even have a healthy relationship with the opposite sex, and their children. You want to destroy their children or make it impossible for them to have children, which is why they're engaging in this hormone therapy.
Right.
What people don't realize is that all these things are connected. There's a social reengineering going on right now, and it's been going on for decades. And it's, this whole concept of hormone therapy with transgenderism, abortion, chemical abortion, these are all violations of the third Nuremberg provision, the third provision in the Nuremberg Code after World War II. These are crimes against humanity. Abortion is destroying people, and they're doing it in a way that is totally and absolutely consistent with how Nazi Germany used doctors to target, Jews and Christians
eugenics.
Who were arrested.
All eugenics.
It is eugenics.
It was eugenics.
It is.
Reverend, if you would be so kind, if you will, please hold on for me while we go and take care of that first thing we got to do. Right outside of Rochester, New York, is this place called Compass Care Pregnancy Centers. It was firebombed, and they were back up. It was firebombed in June, and it was back up and running in 52 days, which is the way you fight. That's the way you fight terrorists. You get out there and you deny them their win. And that's an attractive quality to have. And fighting against the big, abortion has killed more people in the United States than any one thing out there that I'm aware of, except maybe cancer or heart attacks. But anyway, we've got a little more to talk to Reverend Hart about when we get right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
And welcome back. We are speaking with Reverend Jim Harden. He is the CEO of Compass Care. And the other day, you had put out, and a lot of people put out, about this Day of Islamic Rage, the Hamas Day of Rage, or the Global Jihad. And that was supposed to happen this past Friday. Now, it sort of fizzled this past Friday, but do you think we're still going to see that? I mean, we probably got a lot of these guys on the interior of the United States right now, don't we? A couple of 10,000 here, 20,000 maybe?
I don't doubt it. My sense is it's probably more than that, because the way in which Antifa works, this is a global, international Marxist insurgency that has sympathies with global jihad, and the way in which they attack and or are put down, the attacks are put down, is fourth generation warfare, where they hit in waves, and each wave of attacks is designed to add courage to engage in more recruitment for these disaffected left wing extremists, and then each flood is supposed to be getting bigger and bigger. When it's put down by, say, for example, Israel and a massive third kind of generation force-on-force show of power, like they're about to do in Gaza, they'll cry foul. They're going to say, look at their racism, look at their fascism, we're being attacked again, they're enslaving us. And then that will increase more recruitment tactics or activity as well. So more people will join in sympathy to the Hamas or jihadist cause. And so the next wave will be bigger. And the idea is the final wave will be so big, it'll become a flood. And that's what the Hamas leader was calling for. He was calling for a Friday of Al-Aqsa flood. And Al-Aqsa, of course, refers to the place where Muhammad ostensibly was taken up into heaven, which is in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount, near the Temple Mount, that Israel controls. It's a flashpoint for Muslims worldwide. And so they're calling for this sympathy type of attacks. I think we need to be very, very careful to look for these kinds of uprisings in places and cities where there's high Jewish populations, in places like where they're indoctrinating people into these communist global power ideologies like university campuses. And I think people need to stay vigilant about looking at Antifa, because Antifa, I mean, they came out, you look at BLM Antifa, they came out in support of Hamas just recently. Yep. Cori Bush, these politicians like Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib in Michigan and Missouri, they're obeying the requests of the founding Hamas leader, Khalid Mashal, who basically said he was asking for political pressure from Muslim leaders to stop Israel's military invasion of Gaza. Well, look, we got arguably the most influential university in the United States, Harvard, issuing an open letter from 34 student organizations in support of Hamas, essentially blaming Israel for their own violence. That's a statement of that's what bullies do. That's what abusers do. They accuse the people they abuse of deserving of their abuse. This is what we're seeing right now is just another manifestation. What we're seeing in Israel is another manifestation of the attack on the global nation state system. And I think we ignore this to our own hurt. It's happening in the United States. It's been happening in the United States, and people need to make the connection. Okay, when you attack Israel, you're attacking the nation state system, because that's a representation of the rule of law in the Middle East, as is the United States, a representation of the rule of law globally. So, people need to be aware that the same kind of warfare that is being a fourth generation warfare in and amongst the civilians to attack the roots of the nation state system, the free market and the Judeo-Christian kind of morality, that's going to continue. The violence will escalate in certain sectors of society, and it's not just going to be lone actors. These people are all connected. Based on our private investigators, they're using very unconventional means to stay connected and vet the people who are involved. They move around social media very, very easily. So I think we're going to see more of it, and it's going to be interesting to see how things go. But as citizens of the United States, it's incumbent upon us to be vigilant. And the way we stay vigilant is by exercising our rights.
Right.
And that includes the Second Amendment.
Yep. Well, the one question I have, Reverend, excuse me, is to what end do they do this? Because trying to cozy up to terrorists is a little bit like, giving a hyena rabies and then trying to teach it to walk on a leash, isn't it? I mean, I read about some Hamas sympathizers that got killed in this terrorist attack.
Well, they don't. My sense is that the terrorists, they don't have any value for human life.
Sure.
The, There is no, they only value the end goal. The ends always justify the means. They don't have any sense of loyalty to each other. They only have a sense of obligation to the end result. So that's one of the reasons why you see a lot of Antifa throwing their own under the bus. They're gonna recruit these weak-minded people to get them to do their dirty work, blow things up and kill people, and they're gonna when the time comes to protect them or to help them get out of legal trouble, they're on their own. This is similar to what happened in Maoist China. You know, Mao has his Red Guard, and he uses them to gain power. And as soon as he gets power, who's the first one? Who are the first ones to die? It's the Red Guard.
Yep.
Why? Because they, you know, I've been warning people about this, especially transgender people and these pro-abortion extremists. They are unwittingly the foot soldiers of a new Marxist Maoist insurgency in the United States and across the globe. Who's going to die first when they finally get what they want? They need to be very, very concerned about, you know, what they're doing. They are undermining not just the nation state system, but human rights. And, they'll be the first ones to go. And that's a tragedy of tragedies. They're being, misled as they're misleading.
Right.
And it's awful to watch, but it seems to me plain as the nose on everybody's face.
It's the biggest mystery I've ever seen in my life, what they expect to have. What are they expecting to run when this is left over? Because they don't build anything. They only leave rubble. They blow up history. That's Islamic. The Islamic way is the leftist way, and I get that, but I'm not real happy with it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not real happy.
So they want to rebuild a global power base on the ashes of the old.
Sure.
They can't have it. They don't want any vestiges of the old kind of courses of society. They want no vestiges of the Judeo-Christian heritage. Destroy anything that smacks of Christianity or Jewish religion. They want to essentially re-engineer society in their own image. And we see manifestations of that in environmentalism, eco-terrorism. We see manifestations of that in transgenderism, which represents total anarchy, by the way.
Yeah.
Total anarchy. You know, they're rejecting the natural law in themselves. They're rejecting the moral law. They're rejecting governmental law. They refuse to show up, you know, when charges are filed against them in court. You know, so yeah, we're in a time that's unprecedented.
We are.
Unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures.
Yes, it does, sir. And we're also out of time. But you're going to be back on Wednesday.
All right.
And depending on how things go, we're going to revisit these things just to see what develops. Because both of these things, the speakership and this, is a developing story. Reverend Jim Hardin, Compass Care CEO, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure. God bless.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and 8 Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Congressman McCarthy mentioned that he faced a similar process before he was elected speaker in January. According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. The attack occurred on Tuesday night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom for his civil fraud trial today. Upon arriving at the courthouse, Trump once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James, labeling her a radical lunatic, and he denounced the trial as being rigged. He also contended the trial should involve a jury. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Lock and Load, talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were talking about the pocket pistols and all the other things. I saw somebody that had taken a Glock 43. There was one of these in the case that had a accessory rail and a aftermarket accessory rail added to it, and it had a handle on the back of the slide to pull the slide back easier. And it had Scotch tape wrapped around the grip. And I was just wondering, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'd have to see it to understand it.
Right.
You know, understand what these mods are. But the, an accessory rail.
Yeah. So you can put a light on it.
43.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. An X300 is almost as big as a pistol.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, there's a saying that goes, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Maybe it falls into that category.
Who can tell? Who can tell? Anyway, but see, I think with one of those guns, when you get one of those guns, you start adding all these doodads and everything to it. That sort of, doesn't that sort of take away from,
Yeah, it defeats the purpose of it being a small, compact
right.
pistol.
Now, here's the thing with these small compact pistols, though. With all of these guns that are like, you know, they've got a Glock 43X that's a 10-rounder. They've got a Glock 48 that is a 10-rounder as well?
Yes, I believe so.
So they got those. They've got the Smith & Wesson M&P with the double stack. They've got the Springfield Hellcat, and of course the Sig P365, which is everybody's de facto gun to go to for this kind of thing, because it comes in at 10 rounds or 12 or whatever you want to have. Which way would you defer to on a small pistol? For me, the small pistol is better as a single stack.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as concealability and comfort and respect to getting it in and out of your pocket, yeah, absolutely, hands down. Single stack's the way to go.
Yep. What do you think?
I was just thinking, you know, I'm not really speaking against my favorite Glock 26, but, you know, carrying Glock 26 is not the same thing as carrying a Ruger LCP.
No, it is not.
You know what I mean? So you make allowances and you deal with it.
The Glock 26, despite its diminutive size, is still the same thickness as Glock 17, Glock 19, Glock 45, Glock 34. From side to side.
Right, exactly.
And
yep.
So when you're concealing it, it's still basically the same gun. It's just shorter.
Right.
And the reason I got this gun is for when I have to do a lot of moving around. Now, I could do a lot of moving around. I did a lot of moving around with a Staccato C2 in my belt the other day. Filming.
Right.
And it didn't kill me. You know, I could feel it. I was aware of it. I was conscious of it. In South Carolina, it doesn't. I can carry in the open, but I was trying not to carry in the open, if you know what I'm saying. I was trying to be concealed. So with this gun, right, if with this gun, and I'm thinking, so how many spare magazines would you carry with this gun?
With what?
A Glock 43.
LCP?
With your LCP.
Oh, at least two.
Two.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. Now I want to segue a little bit. I know this is in the middle of the segment and everything, but we've gotten into America seems to be in this situation now where people like me, you, and everybody else, we might inadvertently get called into certain things by the fact that we've got this porous border. And we undoubtedly have a bunch of terrorists walking around in the United States today. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
So now, for you, this with the S Day rig, when you're walking around with your gun and seven spare magazines, you are basically on a combat footing, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're going to look at it from a strict civilian standpoint, yes.
Have you ever been, when you're wearing your Estee rig, have you ever been run upon by a cop who wants to question, or are you just so concealed they don't even know you're there?
No, I've never had any interaction with, well, I can't say that. You know, I don't have the best, I don't have a stellar driver's record.
Who does?
I have a tendency to
go fast.
Yeah, I go fast a little bit. But I've always, you know, when I've been pulled, I've always informed the officer that I am armed. And they've never questioned me about it at all. Because they know it already. I mean, you know, it's all tied in. When they pull you up on the computer, they know whether you're carrying it up.
Right. Yep. You know that cop up north, Garmin, that was in that gunfight with it took him 19 shots to kill the bad guy, and he was using a Glock 21. So he had hit him 18 other times with a 45 ACP, and the only reason he killed him with number 19 is because he hit him in the top of the head. He carries 147 rounds of ammo now.
Right.
And you, if you're carrying, what, 119, I think it would be? Yeah.
7 times 19, I don't know, do the math.
Oh, you're 7 times 19, not 17. So 7 times 19 would be 133.
Right.
So that puts you...
Yeah, if I can't get it done by then, you know, I'm...
Well, so in an event where we had a Westgate Mall style attack going on, it's really not going to be a matter of your marksmanship. I'm pretty sure you would be very efficient with your dispersion of the outgoing ammo.
Right.
But it does can become a matter of being able to sustain things because, you know, being in a gunfight, if you suddenly run dry and you're out, well, then what? Are you running? You're running away?
Right.
I guess.
Well, see, let me speak to that here for a second. The funny thing about it is when people don't really know what it is to manage, one, to have enough reserve ammunition to forecast that, and then manage their reserve ammunition. And what I see in the training realm, almost to a fault, is everything. I mean, there's an absolute premium placed on accuracy, accurate shot placement this, accurate shot placement that. Nobody ever speaks to laying down a base of fire to cover someone else while they're moving. Well, you know, that costs ammunition to do that.
Right.
You may not have a legitimate target to fire on, because nobody stands in the open to be shot.
Right.
In the first place.
Hold up, right. So, if you will, we're coming up on the last break, and we'll continue this because we're finally getting into some fun stuff, because this is stuff I really want to know about. Super Dave Harrington, after a career in special operations in the U.S. military, he now is he's Super Dave Harrington. He teaches at Combat Speed LLC. He goes on the road. He's a TV presenter. You can find him all over the place. Well, you could. Now he's just on S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. I was just asking him a question about ammo complements and what might occur in one of these things, and I threw the Westgate Mall thing out there. And you were just talking about trying to cover somebody. When you're trying to, now in a case like the Westgate Mall, where on the one hand I say that you would be very very efficient with your ammunition use, you're just about going to have to do suppressive fire of a type if you're trying to cover somebody in a mall, aren't you?
Well, circumstances are going to vary, but the thing about it is you don't want to train to a level of expected accuracy to the point that if you doubt your ability to hit, you're not going to fire.
Right.
I mean, that's, I don't know what that sounds like. It sounds silly to me because, one, you're not always going to be able to hit. But, for example, if you have somebody trapped behind a piece of cover, and you can pin them down with periodic fire instead of, like hosing the position down, that's fine.
Right.
That would be the thing to do. But even to an extent, training to the level that you expect to hit with every shot that you fire, to me is, I don't know, it just sounds a little silly. Everybody misses.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, if you miss, can you make the shot up? And the fact of the matter is, do you even know that you're missing? You know, how do you tell that you're hitting? What are the indicators? Well, of course, if the target goes down, you hit it. But there's other circumstances where you may, due to the distance, you may have to read the impacts in the target area in order to adjust fire onto the target. You follow me? It may be at a distance where maintaining is a little more difficult than usual. So you would have to recognize impacts in the target area to make an adjustment.
Right.
It's such a broad spectrum, you know, to try to speak to it in, you know, just a few minutes.
Right.
But the key thing, the reason I, just like earlier when I stated carry two reserve mags, why is that? Is it for the extra bullets? For the extra cartridges? No. It's in case I drop the first reserve mag when I'm trying to load, it's faster to go to the second magazine than it is to try to recover the first magazine.
Right.
So, you know, just having the extra cartridges in the magazine is a benefit as the having an additional magazine for the contingency of losing control of the first one.
Right.
So
I'm thinking very seriously that I want to carry two guns for now that I've got the Glock 43. When I get the Glock 45, I'm going to take them both out, and I'm going to work with them that way and, you know, try to develop a degree of competency with it. Now, the other thing that I'm thinking about, and you tell me what you think about this, I'm also thinking that given what we have going on here now, that we realize that this is the kind of thing they're looking into that they want to do, that they're going to pop and try to kill civilians first shot they get every, you know, wherever they have an opportunity.
Right.
Would you carry a carbine in your vehicle from here on out? Or do you already do that? I don't. I carry it when I'm going a distance away from the house, but I don't normally.
I don't. I do it road trip. When I'm road tripping.
Right.
You know, I'm armored up, so to speak. But not 24/7.
Right.
But this, you know, it's kind of a game changer to be prepared, you know, 100% of the time. And it's not just, it's a mental thing,
right.
Really. Because it's going to require some discipline to get into that mode of being aware and paying attention at the level you would need to support that.
Which also means I'm going to have to go out, if I'm going to start doing it, if I'm going to carry my kit, I'm going to have to go out and start snatching the kit up and going through drills like I'm grabbing the kit out of the car and running to cover and trying to find a way to get everything on and in operation as fast as possible. I'm going to have to train to do that, aren't I?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You would have to certainly rehearse that.
Yeah.
And make sure you, when you pack your gear, pack it in reverse order.
Right.
So as it comes out of the bag, it goes on your body. You understand what I mean?
I do. I certainly do.
Cool.
And I guess what I'm going to have to do, and there's a couple of things about that. Like if I'm running somewhere with cover with a pack with me, a smart thinking assailant is going to realize I got some stuff in there that I want to bring to bear. So I've got to have enough presence of mind while I'm behind cover trying to get this on to be aware they might be moving up. That's the danger, isn't it? They close with you and get shot.
You very well could be fired and maneuvered on while you were gearing up.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
So do I need to have the rifle as the first thing coming out and send a few rounds down his general vicinity to make him think twice about coming up at me?
Okay, well, you know, you bring up another very interesting point. My rifle's not in the bag.
Right.
My rifle is standalone, prepared for immediate access.
So I'm just picking it up as I run. I'm just snatching it and the bag.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that answers that right there.
Because, I mean, think about this for a second. if you were to pack your kit bag in reverse order, then your rifle would be on the bottom of the bag.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Why would you do that? You know, the gear that you're going to carry on your body should be packed in reverse order in the bag, but your weapon, your primary weapon, your carbine or your rifle, you should have immediate access to it because you may be required to go to work prior to even securing your kit bag to get your gear.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So you've got to have immediate access to your blasters, no matter how you configure your gear. You should always plan for immediate access to your guns.
Well, we're about to run out of time. We'll have to talk about this at length because I've got two sorts of kits. I'm going to tell you about them in the next episode of Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington, who you can find on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington, and you can find here. And in ascending order, things will come online as he sees fit when he is ready to go. All kinds of new questions for us, Super Dave.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, indeed. And be thinking about that music lick, too. Because, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
I need to give you a better opening than this dry opening. The opening with you is, you know, my presentation is like toast with no butter. I need a little help with that.
Right. Okay.
Hour number two is inbound. Cool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.